Blog Talk Radio. Good morning, everybody. It is our wild Wednesday this morning. I don't know. Thursday, where I'm contemplating what these our big outer three planets in retrograde are really doing to us. Because right now we still have Pluto, Neptune, and Uranus all in retrograde. It has made for some very interesting communications. Mercury is the communication planet, but I'll tell you what, those three outer planets, especially that big Neptune one, our water giant, it's like, oh my goodness, that has done some very interesting things for people. People describe this as being in the molasses swamp. So anyway, all righty, well, this morning I'm going to go ahead and go forward into part two of the cards class. And for those of you who are in the queue, it's like I will a little bit later in the show, go ahead and take your calls. And either if you want a mini reading or just have a question, I'll be taking those. And for the rest of the week here, tomorrow we have Linda Irwin on, and she is our ET paranormal psychic. She does an amazing lot of things. To get a hold of her, she is on Facebook at Continuum X Headquarters, and that's spelled CONTINUUMXHEADQUARTERS. And that's Linda Irwin. She's also at www.lindaru, it's LINDARU.blogspot.com. Also, her special for the month, if you would like to get her two CDs, she's having that two CD special for only $20 plus the shipping. And she's got 34 original songs on there. One of the ones that we were listening to when we opened the show this morning was called When the Planets Align. These are all musical numbers that she wrote and very original pieces. Just amazing, amazing person she is. But to get that, you can email her at CNTNUUMX@frontier.com. That's FRONTIER.com. And let's see, some of our other awesome people. Pamela Cummins is with us on Tuesdays. She is at www.successfulrel.com. It's SUCCESSFULREL.com. And she is reworking her website, so she said it might be down for a day or two. In absence of that, you can also get a hold of her at 973-229-9704. She's known as a musical psychic. And she does specializes in love and relationships, but as she said, I also do career and finances. Her angels work with her in a really unique way. They give her song lyrics and titles to, help people through their readings. It's a fascinating process to watch. She's also on Twitter at Rev Pamela. She's on Facebook. It's Pamela Cummins. That's PamelaCummins. And she recently joined Pinterest under Rev Pamela C. Also, let's see, if you book with her this week at that 973-229-9704, she's got a special going on. Normally it's $20 for 20 minutes, but if you book with her this week, it's free. That 20-minute session is free, and what she is offering is classes in psychic development, and it's kind of a what she calls strategic planning session. So she will do that for free with people if you get a hold of her this week. So that's a pretty good deal. 20 minutes for free instead of 20 minutes for $20. So again, that's 973-229-9704. We also have Amy Kavanaugh is on. She is with us. Let's see, the way to get a hold of her is at Facebook at Awakening Claire. It's AWAKENING, and Claire is CLAIRE, and it's for all the Claires, the Clairsentience, Clairaudience. I'm trying to think there. I think there's Clairtangents. It's like all the senses that we have, the physical senses that we have, are also raised to that one degree octave as metaphysical senses. And she's got a very interesting page there. And she is on with Psychic Jethro on Fridays. Our lineup, these for the moment anyway, is I host on Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays. Linda Irwin hosts on Thursdays and Sundays. Sunday she has Jane, hope I get this name right, Borowski, who is a very talented and gifted person in her area. And then Jethro does Fridays and Saturdays, and he's has different guests on different days. And it's like usually he and Amy are on Fridays, and this Friday he's out traveling and he's on the road doing those book signings at the Hastings bookstores. He did one in Laramie, Wyoming. Yesterday he was in Dodge City, Kansas. And coming up on the 1st of September, I know he's going to be, I want to say it's in like McMinnon, Tennessee at the Hastings there. That's going to be from 1 o'clock to 5 o'clock. And he will sign a copy of his book if you bring it in for him to sign. You can also get a signed copy if you get a hold of him at www.jethrosmith.net at 928-284-0437. He's on Facebook and Twitter. And you can also book a reading with him or get that book signed if you express that interest. Also, he's at email him at psychicjethro@aol.com to tell him he'd like a copy, autographed copy of that book. His special this month is what's called the Coffee or Tea Reading Special. And for trying buying a box of that Organigold coffee or tea, he will throw in a 30-minute reading. And that's one of the best deals out there, I'll tell you what, because you look at his website and see what his usual prices are. He's really, really invested in wanting to see people try this healthy, organic coffee and tea line of beverages. And for just a box of the block is only $30.50 plus the tax. Or the tea is a little bit more. It's about 30, I believe it's 33 plus in there. The shipping is 5 and the tax is a little bit extra. So definitely he's got a good deal going there. Then there's also Mystic Celeste. She's at www.celestialreadings.net and she's at 928-554-4422. And let's see, I'm trying to see if I missed anybody here. Oh, yes, and Sonia Green. She is at Wyosammy, it's Wyosammy at gmail.com. And then, of course, there's me. I'm at 719-289-4907. Let's see, I have a couple new emails trying to keep things kind of in place. My one for card readings is at kccardz@gmail.com. Or if you're interested in that coffee, I do a similar type of reading as Jethro does with that coffee or tea. And that's at kcogcoffee@gmail.com. And then to also book a reading either with myself or with Jethro is 719-289-4907. Just leave a message and with a good phone number and a good time to call you back, and I will return calls when I get them. Alrighty, let's see here. For today's episode, we are looking at, as I'd mentioned, we were going through the cards, and because a lot of people have questions about this card system they use, because it's not the Tarot deck, it is simply Hearts, Diamonds, Spades and Clubs, and people go, man, how does that work? Well, part of it is I've done the history on a little bit last Monday. Of course, I found out that the sound quality was fairly poor on that episode, so we kind of tried to do a little bit of a review and revamp Monday anyway. Kind of redid that episode a week ago Wednesday, so hopefully sound quality turned out a little bit better on that, and hopefully we're getting good sound quality today, I'm sincerely hoping. But anyway, the history on those is they actually came from, for those of you who believe in Atlantis, they were developed about 20,000 years ago on this planet in the time of the Atlanteans. And just the really amazing, coincidences, if you will, For example, we have 52 weeks in a year, and guess what? You know what? There's 52 cards in the deck. And then we have four seasons, the summer, winter, spring, and fall. And those correspond to the different suits in the deck, hearts being spring, the clubs being summer, diamonds being fall, and the spades being winter. Let's see other pertinent good things here. Numerologically speaking, if you take those 52 cards and you go 5 plus 7 for, you know, to add it down into a single card number, it gives you a 7, which happens to be the number of days in a week. And then if you add up the spot values, what's called the spot values on the card, where ace is equal 1, 2s are 2s, and so forth, until you get up to 10s, then a jack is worth 11 points, a queen is worth 12 points, and a king is worth 13 points. And you take all those and you add them up, you get 364 days. And then the one card in the deck that we cannot read, the only birthday in during the whole year that this card falls on, is December 31st, is the day of the Joker. And the reason that is because the person born a Joker can choose to be any card in the deck. It's impossible to read them. In the days of kings and courts, New Year's Eve was considered Fool's Day. And on that day, the court jester would ascend to the throne, make jest of the king and queen and all the citizens of the court and country. He would imitate them all, showing them the folly of their ways and how absurd some of their pompous drama was. Perhaps that's why the Joker card is an enigma. But the Joker card is worth a spot value of 1 1/4. So when you add that 364 for the rest of the cards plus that 1 1/4, it happens to add up to 365 1/4 days, which happens to be the number of days in our calendar year that it takes our planet to circle around the sun. So there's a lot of amazing coincidences there. We do have places and spaces where it surfaced for brief periods of time. In the Bible, it talks about the three wise men from the east. In different translations, because there's always those different translations, they are sometimes called the astrologers from the east, and they are also called the magi, who came and they used this card system to find the Christ child and to give him those gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. So that was the first place we kind of really saw them in recent history, which was a couple thousand years ago. And then more recently, a gentleman by the name of Olney Richmond published this. It's called The Mystic Test Book, and it was published in 1893. Some of those are still, he's got two or three of those books out, some of which are still available today. And it's really, pretty good in-depth studying. I know the gentleman who brought it forward into even more modern times for us was Robert Kant. And he wrote these two books, one called Love Cards and the other one called The Cards of Your Destiny. And what's really fascinating about it is for each and every year of our life, there is a corresponding card laid out, card layout for each of the planetary rulers, the ruling times, which we have Mercury rules for 52 days out of the year. There's another 52. Then Venus has a 52-day planetary period. Then we go to Mars has his 52-day say. And then Jupiter is the next one for that 52-day time period. Then there's Saturn and Uranus, and last of all, Neptune. Now, interestingly enough, Pluto didn't have a 52-day time period, but was mentioned when you look at other parts of this. There are five cards that impact our year. One is called a long-range card, one is a Pluto card, one's a result card, one's an environment card, and the other one's a displacement card. So those are the five major cards that are said to affect us in our yearly reading. And that's, of course, where lots of interesting things come out. And of course, from the time that we show up on this planet, it's called our zero year, all the way up to year 44. Those are all unique card layouts. Each of those planetary time periods is, you know, just shows progressive events as people go along. And then when you get to age 45, what people call our midlife crisis, all of a sudden things do a shift And the reason that happens is because you circle back around and you have the same cards in the same position at your 45th birthday as you did on the day you showed up on this planet, which is really amazing. Okay. But then what that does is people oftentimes choose to remake their life, reform their life, because what it said that that planetary ruler does is it, oh golly, okay, I lost my train of thought there. Our planetary ruling cards, what they do is when you have those cards repeated at age 45, you have the choice to remake your next 45 years, and actually these, this card system goes up to year 99, so it goes from year 0 to 99, so there's 100 years with the card spreads laid out in these formats. But at year 45, you have the opportunity to remake your life, you know, reform it, and kind of raise it an octave. So you get very interesting things happening, you know, when people all of a sudden go, wow, you know, I don't know you anymore, you've changed so much. And that's really, you know, kind of to be expected. There's other things that factor in. There are what we have, oh man, in a long-range time period, they have 20-year card readings, you know, it's kind of like called the life reading. There's really long cycles where we have 13-year time periods, and we have different events occur in these. So it's like everything is kind of like a big harmonious musical moment here. I do have a couple callers. I guess I will go ahead and answer a couple questions here real quick this morning and see if anybody is just, we're doing card readings because that's what this morning is about, is the card classes and stuff. And then after we visit with our callers here, we're going to go into kind of explain a little bit what I had decided to do with this format is start with the aces, and we'll go through the aces in each of their suits and just kind of get a basic understanding of, you know, what they are, how they work. But anyway, our first caller here is from area code 954. 954, you're on air with us this morning.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning, and how are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Pretty good. So normally our card class time, but always welcome people calling in. And what I do is it's based on your birthday. And so what I need, if you'd like to do a card reading with me here this morning, is I need month, day, and year that you're born, and we'll kind of take a look real quick and see what things are coming up for you.
Absolutely. The month is March, the day is 30th, and the year is 1985.
Okay, and can I get your name, too?
James.
James, okay. Good morning, James. All righty. Well, thank you for calling in, and let's see what March 30th is. That is, I believe that looks like Aries, too, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. All righty. Good old fiery sign in. All right. March 30th. Oh, cool. You are a six of clubs, and your planetary ruler is a ten of clubs. Okay. What I know right off the bat here is sixes are all about karmic things. It's like when you, and we kind of, I'll say, choose our birthdays, if you will, if you'll go with me on that for a moment, when we're on the other side and before we manifest into this physical form, we have a lot of choices. So one of them is choosing the day that we're born. So we kind of choose this path that we get on. The Six of Clubs is called the Missionary card. It's also known as the Psychic card. It's surprising to see how few of these people really are aware of your gift. Although if you're getting more aware of things, it's like you go, yeah, I kind of have this, you know, these gut feelings, these hunches, these intuitions. And when you follow those, things turn out pretty good. Six of Clubs also means responsibility to truth. You're here to learn. You must learn and find a system of truth that you can believe in and which you can live your life by. Once you attain that, there's no limit to how much good you can do in the world. If you have not yet found your path, you can be the biggest worriers and procrastinators of all the cards in the deck, but you've got a responsibility to maintain inner balance and peaceful communications with those in your life. Often, you attain financial affluence and have inherent protection over your life. It's one of the cards that can maintain the highest degree of material or spiritual success, or on the flip side, because there's always two sides of these, like just like a coin, you can get caught up in complacency and never really get out of that rut. You get in a good, comfortable rut, and you just kind of go along with that. And as my grandmother used to say, a rut is a grave where the end's kicked out. So don't get stuck in complacency. As a card of responsibility of the spoken word, the Six of Clubs always has issues about what you say and what you do as a result. Some kind of go along again. There's that flip side, you know, they go along and say, oh, we're doing this, but you kind of secretly keep your own, I'll say, inner world or, you know, a secondary world. But when those catch up with you, it's like sooner or later they do, you have some issues to deal with. But people who are on the high side of this always practice what you preach, and you're really careful about what you say because it does. If you don't do that karmically, it will turn around and bite you hard. Six of Clubs has special karma with abuse of power. You usually have to deal with it at some point in your life. You're either going to be given like some position of power and learn about it through how you deal with it, or you attract another powerful person who kind of perpetuates power struggles in your life. Either way, you learn the true meaning of power and how its tendency is to corrupt the holder, because they say absolute power corrupts absolutely, and you get this lesson at some form. Some of the Six of Clubs have special missions in their life. Involves bringing others to the threshold of ancient and powerful truths. You're the bringers of light. Once you tap into your hidden reserves and your natural intuition is recognized, you find your life's really guided, guarded, protected from the highest source possible, which I call God. Concerning relationships, you love to be in love, but also oftentimes there's childhood issues that kind of impinge on your ability to choose wisely or make the best choice for yourself. The tendency of the Six is to avoid your feelings and emotions, and all the clubs kind of have that a little bit, which sometimes make you appear emotional or upset, you know, when you don't mean to be. But those feelings are essential if the Six person is to truly understand yourself and to get the bottom of issues that influence you in your choice of relationships. Men are often dominated by certain women in their life. A lot of times you have a really strong lady in your life, whether it was your mom, and then you grow up and you tend to attract a really strong woman in a relationship with you. As connected to your Eight of Spades karma card, the Six of Clubs is gifted with a lot of pleasurable experiences. You're going to experience more than average amount of romantic enjoyment over the course of your life due to the fact you have a Queen of Hearts in your Venus position. You just have to watch out for a tendency to overindulge in the sensual side of life, because it can cause weight loss or gain, whichever. But that same Queen of Hearts gives good marriage karma. You usually have at least one really good marriage in your life. A really good relationship. Your notions about love and marriage tend to be really idealistic and romantic. You need to take care in choices, because sometimes your ideal mate may turn out not to be what you imagine them to be. The Six of Clubs males are often found with heart females with whom you hold a lot of affection. Both genders have difficulty with males who are males with a spade card, birth card. Especially if the spade is over 36 years old. Diamond males have difficulty with Six of Clubs females, but the attraction's there, and all Six of Clubs have other club males as friends. And then our life's purpose. Every card in the deck has some higher form of expression that lies inherent in its suit, number, and position. And if we just kind of understand what that high expression is, we can accelerate our journey towards fulfillment and peace of mind. When we find that purpose, we're given a tremendous boost of energy and enthusiasm for our work. It ceases to become a job and becomes a mission, because we lose our self-oriented identity and kind of unite with a cause much greater than ourselves. It gives us kind of like powers and abilities we never thought we had. And that Six of Clubs is a perfect example of how we can truly benefit from knowing what our highest expression of purpose is. Six of Clubs pertains to knowledge and communications. All clubs people are on some level seeking the perfect information that will change your life. Just like diamonds people seek the perfect thing to own that will bring them fulfillment. The Six of Clubs can be the one who leads others to a higher form of knowledge, a form that can better their lives in a lot of ways. Many of the Six of Clubs are found as teachers, bookstore owners, counselors, publishers. Some of the world's greatest spiritual teachers have been and are Six of Clubs. When you're in your own groove, you're acting as a catalyst in other people's lives, initiating them into new ways of thinking, kind of like as John the Baptist prefigured, people led them to Christ. The Six of Clubs person can be really instrumental in leading others to their own higher self. You can also be really successful in more mundane kinds of work. However, without that depth that comes from being an instrument in the transformation of others, you don't really fully express, you know, your full potential in life. Six is also known as a static number, and for that reason, any of the sixes can get into ruts at times. Your life can just kind of really be maybe sometimes boring without purpose or direction to it, you know, if you allow it to be. But within the silence created by that unchanging energy of the six, you achieve a sort of balance in which the silent voice speaks to you and you alone. If you listen to that inner voice, you're given the keys to the kingdom, so to speak, in your own path. Your natural intuition and ability to see things from both sides gives a great deal of intuition to all the sixes. Whether or not the sixth person listens to that inner voice determines whether or not you're fulfilled. If you're not, there's some part of you that's not going to be truly happy unless you're a conduit for information of a constructive or even spiritual nature. It kind of goes with the territory and that decision to be born after the rulership of that card. We do not always know the details or mechanics of why one soul chooses, you know, what card to be in a lifetime. All we know is that once you kind of pick a particular card by the day of our birth, we're kind of working under a definite structure of our life experiences that has within it kind of this personal plan, you know, kind of like that independent learning plan that the school system calls for higher and highest fulfillment and expression. When you access that structure, we can actually experience the cosmic flow of the universe. So you get some really good benefits on that. And then just looking real quickly, you've got that 10 plus as your planetary ruler, and that adds an aura of specialness to your personality, brought you towards a high position in your work or profession. Many people with this card become known in some way and others attain great fame. You have teaching ability and probably are teaching in some form, regardless of what kind of work you officially do. You excel in mental areas, though all that power can also make you sometimes hyperactive mentally, and it can create stress or problems in sleeping, kind of like, you ever heard a hamster wheel run all night? It's kind of like that. It's kind of like your mind never stops. You might be drawn toward a career as an artist, actor, or musician. You just personally really an independent person and may have some trouble deciding which line of work you really want to pursue. So, does that kind of hit anything, or sound like you?
That was the whole story.
That's cool. Okay. Now, did you have any questions about, in particular, what might be coming up for you this year? Like, you know, career, romance, finances, any of that?
Finances.
Finances. Okay. Let's have a look-see at your finances real quick. And let's see. Okay, so 85, let's see. Help me do math here real quick because I don't have my calculator with me here this morning. Okay, except the mental calculator, 85, 95, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. So you are in, you're 27 this year, is that right?
Right.
Okay. So for your 27th year, okay, finances. Oh, awesome. Wow. Okay, for your long-range card, you've got a King of Spades, which really essentially means that's the highest card in all the suits in the deck. And what that tells me right off the bat is this year is really one of those, whatever you really set your decision and mind on to do, you're going to achieve it because this is a whole yearly influence. It's like this is really the year of, you know, as the captain, you're steering your ship. So just make sure you don't pull a Titanic move and steer it into an iceberg, okay?
Right.
Because you have that option of doing that. People have been known to go down in flames on years like this. So it's like really be conscious of, you know, what you're doing, how you're doing it. This is a great year for if you're, an entrepreneur, if you're in your own business, that kind of stuff, to really do expansion because this really speaks of leadership. You know, when you are in your own business, you really have amazing leadership abilities that come to the fore. That's just, kind of the generic overall there. You've also got some karmic things happening. Your environment card is a Six of Hearts, and that kind of talks about you're going to have some karmic stuff come up with emotional issues, things that need to be kind of handled from either, you know, either the past in this life or the past in previous life, something like that. It's like you're going to have some of those come up and greeting you for the year. As a displacement card, you've got the Three of Spades. A lot of changeability, a lot of things, you can have three things going at once, high creativity, or on the flip side, can be really worry and stress. So you've really got to make a focus of keeping that one in the positive and really making sure that you're doing, you know, keep moving forward, you know, doing positive stuff with it and don't let it get into the worry or indecision or, you know, stress mode because it sure can do that to you. Pluto end result, let's see, you've got a jack of clubs in Pluto and your result card being five of clubs. Okay, so there's some jacks, you're really highly creative. Again, it's with those mental pursuits. It's going to be a year of where you really are examining things, you know, really, you know, it's a year where you can study. The cautionary there is there's some of those jacks that are highly creative, but they're also, let's say, highly creative pickpockets. So just be aware of your possessions. Don't be a place where you can leave things like unguarded or to be stolen. It's just, you know, it doesn't mean that that's going to happen. It just kind of means, use your padlock instead of just leaving your bike in the rack without being locked up type of thing. And that five of clubs, that's a lot of, can be changes, relocations. A lot of times it's a relocation of the mind, if you will. It's like you have that inner restlessness and things going on with that. Just a lot of changeability, a lot of things factoring in this year. Okay, and where you were at, let's see, finances. Okay, Mercury, you've got diamonds. So we look to where your diamond card's at this year. You had a seven of diamonds and a king of diamonds in your Mercury time frame. And each of those 52 days, it's influenced, you know, most heavily for that 52 days. But it's like a kind of a watercolor picture. It kind of gives you a wash, like, throughout the whole year. So it's like anything coming up in diamonds is going to be, you know, these cards are going to have a say in it. Venus also has an eight of diamonds. Let's see, where is another diamond here? You've also got Saturn. You've got an ace of diamonds in that. And you've got a six of diamonds. Yeah, you got a lot of stuff in the Uranus time period. Sevens are always about the card of fate. So it's like learn to kind of be unattached with monitoring stuff. If you've ever, you know, if you've ever watched The Secret or if you've never watched The Secret, highly recommend you do that. And it's kind of where your focus is at. It's like you really want to keep that, you know, in the attitude of gratitude. It's like, you know, thank you very much that, you know, I've got money for the year, that kind of stuff, or, you know, that I have plenty of money to pay bills, and I really appreciate that. But it's just kind of that faith and that letting go, and kind of like, you know, just kind of as you pray, you know, kind of like visualize the open hand of the universe. And when you open it, it's like, oh, how about that? You got money in your hand. It's like when you're not worrying about it. With that King of Diamonds there, that's the businessman's card. And again, that's really fortuitous for if you are wanting to do your own business this year, and you do very much better as your own boss, okay? Or at least in a place where you can get promotions. Those are really good. Man, with that Eight of Diamonds is a power card. So it's like that really gives you the ability to focus and bring things in. So that's really a fortunate one. That's really kind of a blessed one, that power card sitting there. And that is in the area of love. So it's like, you know, you've got a lot of power in love, but it's also connected to your values and, again, to those material things. And Saturn, you've got Saturn is a planet of burdens, restrictions, of our, you know, kind of lessons and challenges that we have for the year. That one, your Ace of Diamonds is in there. Ace is about, you know, learning new things, learning new ways, you know, to make money, bring in money. So there's going to be some changes and some challenges in that area, just kind of where you might be, thinking about new ways of, you know, it might not be enough that you have, I'm getting beat there. It might not be enough that you have your own business. It's like you might actually be trying two or three businesses, okay, just kind of to see where you can go with that. So it's just that focus all the way across the board of, you know, how do I do this? But there's also some challenges with that, although that second Saturn card is actually your Eight of Hearts, which is that power card, which any challenges for that time period is going to be, you know, things are going to turn out good. Let's put it that way. In that Uranus time period, unexpected things, and that you've got that karmic six with your finances. So there's going to be kind of like that double lightning bolt is going to come out of nowhere, and you just go, whoa, where did that come from? But all in all, you know, and overall, I'm going to say it looks like a really good year for finances, but it's at the same time that King of Spades. Spades is about work, and when I talk about spades, I say think of, you know, the days before the rototillers out in the garden when you had a hand spade out there, you know, turning up the soil like that. It's that kind of work. It's like, you know, you really put yourself into it because what you, you know, you will reap what you sow, okay? Just like the garden, it's like, you know, what you put forth there, you will get that harvest back. So just make sure that you're in a position, space, and place where you have that ability to Kind of be in charge. And I don't know. Does that make any sense? Any of this make any
Absolutely.
Sense?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Oh, cool. All righty. Well, that's about that's about all I got for the morning. And it's like, do call us back again because we like to hear back from people and go, how's that working out? You know, it's like, what are you into? And it's like, you know, how's it going? Because as we go along, it's like we have these, you know, crossroads. And, of course, what I didn't get into is each of the planetary ruling time periods, and it's unique and different for each day. So it's like your time frames and your planetary rulers will be different than somebody else's because they start, you know, your year starts with your birthday. So it goes through a very unique year for you. So anyway, all righty. Well, thank you for calling in. Call back in, and we'll talk to you again.
Thank you.
You betcha. Have a great day. All righty. We got another caller, another question here, and this one looks like it might be a Skype. Let's see. It's a 11510. Let's see here. Yep. If my studio will work here. There we go. Okay. I think this is a Skype call. It's a 11510. Are you on with us?
Hi.
Hello? Hey, good morning.
Who
am I talking to?
This is Tasha.
Oh, hi, Tasha.
Hi.
Yes. I haven't even got a chance to email you stuff, so it's like, yes, I know, upcoming, but okay, what's your question?
I want to see how you see the relationship going to be between me and Andre.
Okay, and it's like since I don't have my Gmail up there, it's like I'm gonna ask for those birthdays again because he is, golly, I can't remember, and it's like you'll have these memorized here pretty soon.
Yeah, his birthday is 9/22/1979, and then my birthday is 6/22/1975. His name is Andre.
Andre, okay, right. And do you call him here, or do you call him Andre? Okay. Hello? Did I lose you?
Yeah.
Oh, there we go. Okay. Yeah, I think it's my sound. My sound stuff is going kind of wacky on me. Okay. Let's see. Yep, and I remember that one. Okay. And you said he is a, let's see, he's
Virgo.
A Virgo, right?
Yeah.
Okay, because he's right on that cusp. Okay, and that is, okay, he is a Two of Clubs. Let's see. And then he's also going to be that Jack, wait. Nope, for September. Okay, no, previous one, take that back. He is going to be the King of Clubs, okay? So his birth card is a Two of Clubs. His planetary ruling card is a King of Clubs. And yours out there, let's see, you're in June, and you're just over the line there. You are
Cancer.
Right, okay. And just astrologically, that's really good. It's really amazing that you guys are both, like, literally on the same day and on the cusp like that. That's really amazing. Okay, that's right. And I remember this one because you have the same card as our psychic Jethro. You are that Eight of Clubs. And then you have the, okay, that one's going into there. Previous, yep, okay. And that's June, that's the Gemini. And that one is Jack of Spades. Okay. Let's see. I'm going to double check that one. Okay, Virgo, and that's the previous. Okay, yeah. All right. Well, the fact that you're both clubs is a really good thing. You guys have connections there. Let's see. And I was going to look at, and we look at it both directions. We look at which, you know, how, kind of like how he sees you and then how you see him type of thing. So, first of all, Because I know you know your mind type of thing, so it's like I'm going to look at it from your perspective and see kind of how you are seeing him and see if that sounds, you know, kind of sounds right to you, if you will. Okay, let's see. And that's hearts, and we want clubs, okay, because that clubs is the mental power. All right, and with that, eight compared with the two. Okay, your first connection and kind of the way you're connected him in the first one is a Uranus in the spiritual. Okay, let me do notes to myself here. Okay, Uranus in the spiritual. So that is energy coming forth. That's really a universal love. It's like, you know, what they call the Aquarian age love, where it really is kind of unattached. And the fact that it's spiritual is like you guys have this connection from a previous time being together. Your second connection, the way you see him, is Venus, and that's obviously the planet of love. It's a very loving connection. Your third one with him is, from your current, your direction there, is Uranus again, except this time in this lifetime. Then your fourth connection is a Pluto, okay, reversed in spiritual. Again, that one's a spiritual one. And that is like, that is our Mars card raised an octave, okay? So that's really a lot of power, a lot of, a lot of passion, a lot of, you know, a lot of connection there. Venus in the spiritual, okay, that. Venus in the spiritual is your fifth connection, and that's at forward placement. And that just kind of, in general, gives a lot of good, I'll say good vibes, good energy. It's like, you know, you guys kind of work well together, and your being together is really fortunate for both of you. It gives three numbers here, and what we say on these index ratings, they are numbered there. It's a 20-point system, so it goes from a negative 10 all the way to a positive 10. So it's like anything, anytime you, you know, even hit something like that's a zero, is, you know, it's your balance right in the middle. But your attraction is a 2, which is really good because it means you're, you know, 12 plus like into this. So it's like you, the way you see him, you're attracted to him. The intensity that you have with him means is a 0, meaning you guys really don't have a lot of conflict going on. You just really, you know, are kind of harmonious with stuff, and you really kind of get along pretty good. Your overall compatibility is a 3, which is really, you know, basically anything above the 0, it's like, you know, anything, you know, 1s, 2s, 3s, you know, and the higher you go, the better off it is. So anything over that in the positive numbers is really good. That can definitely be, you know, that relationship for lifetime, if that's what you guys want it to be. And that's the emphasis on this one, is all of these, there's a lot of free will that goes on here. It just depends on what you guys, you know, kind of want to do with this, whether you're, you know, whether you want to work on stuff. And it's kind of, I don't know, I saw the cutest little thing. It was on Facebook a while back, and it was a thing of show two little penguins, and it said, we all come with baggage, and the whole thing is finding someone who wants to unpack your baggage with you. But we're not, I know, it was really cute. It's like, but where you guys have got these spiritual connections, and, you know, in your first 5, you've got 3 spiritual connections in there. So that tells me this, like, you know, you guys have had some past things that are coming forward, and you're really kind of together to, you know, kind of work things out, okay? You know, just kind of to kind of work on those things, whether it was, you know, the really good fuzzy feelings, or, you know, the unexpected things, universal stuff. Uranus kind of talks about you might have belonged to, you know, you might have been like, you know, 2 monks belonging to the same order, something like that, where you really had some, you know, deep friendships, some, you know, philosophical ideas, you know, that kind of stuff that you really were working on together. Okay. And okay, now from his standpoint here, you also have that first connection is that, again, that Uranus in the spiritual. So it's like, you know, you guys are both kind of working on that universal love. Now where it changes up for him a little bit is in that second connection for him, that is a Jupiter in the spiritual. So where your second connection is Venus, his is that Jupiter connection in that past life. And that's really, again, that really good, you know, the blessed planet, the one that, you know, gives blessings and that kind of stuff. And it's just really a balancing, you know, nice influence. It's just like, you know, when you guys, you know, when you're together, you can really do a lot of really positive things together. For, again, okay, now there you go. Your Uranus for him is in that third connection. So again, it's that in that forward motion. That's like that universal love. Ah, someone's got to quit doing that. I have an antique phone, and it's like it's having issues all its own today. Okay, stop that. There we go. All right. Let's see. And then that fourth connection for him is the Venus. So the Venus is a little bit further down, but there's, again, that, you know, that very lovingness that is there. And then the fifth connection for him is that Pluto in the spiritual. So, again, that's that kind of deeper Mars energy. It's like, you know, the passion, you know, it can be either be passion or conflict, you know, one or the other. But for him overall, the attraction is just one, you know, 1 degree less. It's like, you know, he's, the attraction on his scale is a 1. The intensity, on the other hand, is a -1. So it's like he really feels like, you know, there's, you know, you guys really, you get along really well. And that compatibility for him kind of goes up again. It's like, and it's a 2. So again, it's where you know, you guys, is what you guys kind of choose to do with it. It's like you certainly have that, you know, the overall connections and that compatibility to really do, you know, well with each other if you decide that's what you want to do. And you're really going to have kind of some uniqueness in that relationship because, again, you guys are both kind of in with those Uranian influences where it's just that, you know, you're really good friends first before anything else, kind of friends first and foremost, and you share a lot of ideas, and it's that real Aquarian age type of relationship that you guys really get along well with. So does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. So again, it's just like, you know, it's whatever you guys want to make out of it, because any of the systems, I mean, you know, any of the readers anywhere, anytime, any place will pretty much tell you, you know, it's like anything that we say, you know, can be changed if you guys change your mind, because it is. It's all about, you know, this planet we come to experience that free will, because and we really do. We have a lot of it. You know, I've seen people with really absolutely stunningly fantastic cards, and it's kind of like it would be somebody like, you know, with a royal flush in a poker game, and they turn their cards and go, nah, I don't want to play this, you know. So it really, truly, you know, depends on what you guys want to do with it. It's just, you know, that's like I say, that's where that free will comes in. It's just, you know, ask him about it and just kind of, you know, kind of see where you're going with it, because you guys certainly have, you know, good connections and all that stuff to make it a lifetime gig if that's what you guys want to do.
Okay.
All righty. Okay, well, thank you for calling in. Thank you for being patient with me. It's like, yeah, I will eventually get the email out there, but it's like I'll at least give you those planetary connection things too. So, all righty, and thank you for calling in.
Okay, all right, thank you.
Have a great one. You bet. All righty, and hey to everybody. Hi, Vicky Lady and Kalina and our guests in chat. Thank you for being in there. It's like I don't do so hot with chatting there when I'm But I'm actually on the air doing this, so bear with me, and we'll get back to that. So, all righty. And our next caller here is area code 229. 229, you're on live with us this morning. Hello? Area code 229? Okay. Sometimes people put us on mute, so, man, what is it with my phone? I'm so sorry, guys. Okay. Let's see. Stop that. George Jetson, stop this crazy thing. Okay. 229, are you on mute with us or are you live on air with us? Okay, not sure. They might just be listening in there. So, okay, I'm going to go ahead and put them back in the queue there and proceed forward here. Okay, so part of this, what we're doing today, and oh, glorious. Okay, I got 4 minutes left to do today's card class. This is awesome. Alrighty, because what I actually started doing with these, with the card classes, was kind of explaining some about, you know, who, what, when, where, why, how, and how it works, and all this good stuff, and just kind of exploring some of the cards, what they mean, how the system works. Today was literally going to be, going to be the aces. We were going to work, you know, start working through the aces with the four seats and all that good stuff. I'll give a couple minutes here, and then I've got to do the closing advertisements. And I will say, yes, indeed, for you guys who have been wondering, there are still planets in retrograde. So if you've been having weird energy, odd stuff going on, absolutely. We have three of the outer planets, although scientists have said, oh, well, Pluto's not really a planet anymore, which, I don't know. We've got a lot of jokes about, you know, Pluto was always the Mickey Mouse planet, but it's really hacked off now that they deplanetized it, so it's just causes us having generic. Anyway, but just for those of you who are interested in this one, we have Pluto in retrograde still, and this is one of the reasons why that Mercury retrograde that just ended August 8th was so horrendous, because we had four planets in retrograde at the same time. Pluto does not come out of retrograde until September 18th. It started in April. And it's winding up with a bang here. So we've got about another, not another three, good solid 3 weeks here of Pluto being in retrograde. Retrograde motion, that's a whole other class. Just kind of means it feels like where the planets are orbiting, it kind of looks like their planetary motion is going backwards. And it kind of, it's like the country western song that says, you know, one step forward and two steps back. That's kind of what it's like when our planets are in retrograde. So we've got till September 18th till Pluto goes out of retrograde for us there. We actually have, Neptune is that big outer water giant. It started into retrograde June 4th, and it doesn't get out of retrograde until November 11th. in terms of the energy, 9/11, 11/12. So we've got a lot of that deep watery, you know, that's what people are going, man, I feel like I'm wading through a swamp here. It's like it really is. It's like that big Neptune in water, a water giant in the retrograde for us there all the way through November 11th. And Uranus, that's very really for Aquarius. It went into retrograde starting July 13th. And it's the planet of unexpectedness. So, you know, imagine those double lightning bolts in reverse. So if any of you have been wondering about that one, that is also in retrograde all the way up to December 13th. We're going to have some more fun during the year because Jupiter, as if this isn't good enough, Jupiter is going to start into retrograde this year, October 4th, and it's going to go through, be in retrograde through January 30th of the year 13. So it's going to be in retrograde for a while. So we will have a short time period in there where we, I will say, only have three planets in retrograde, yahoo, and then Jupiter is going to kick back in, and then Mercury is going to have another retrograde in November. So November is going to be really highly entertaining for us all because that Mercury goes into retrograde from November 6th all the way through November 26th. So for 20 days in November, you know, it's going to be one of those times when everybody's going to want to crawl in their cave and hide because we will have Mercury, Jupiter, Uranus and Neptune all in retrograde together. It's like, yeah. Anyway, so that's what's going on planetary wise speaking. Just FYI, everybody's information there. Okay. And let's see here. Oh, buddy. Oh, the blog talk lady's going to blog talk in a second. Yep, we got 90 seconds. Okay. Well, anyway, join us again. Tomorrow is going to be Linda Irwin. She is our ET paranormal specialist, and she will be on hosting tomorrow morning, or actually tomorrow noon, Mountain Time. All these are, we do these in Mountain Time because that's where the majority of us live. Jethro is hanging out there on the East Coast, so he just has to adapt. That East Coast time is 2 o'clock, though. And then on Friday, Jethro is going to be joining us, we hope. He usually hosts that segment. 60 seconds. I don't talk nearly fast enough for the blog talk lady. Okay, and it's going to be him and Amy on Friday. And then Jethro has that spot on the weekend on Saturday. He is currently on the road doing book signing things. He is in Dodge City, Kansas, there we go, yesterday, and he's going to be in Tennessee on September 1st, and these are all at Hastings Bookstore. So if you're in the area around there, you can get one of those autographed books from him. He's got actually a couple places and spaces. I know Linda's got his whole schedule, so if you tune in tomorrow, she's got the actual addresses of all the Hastings and where he's going to be, because I know there's two of them in Tennessee. We have Amy Cavanaugh. She, you can find her at Awakening Claire on Facebook. Linda Irwin is, she's got her musical special, and there we go, we're going to blast off. She'll tell you about that tomorrow. She's got her two music CDs on special for $20 plus shipping. She's got 34 songs in those, the original ones that she wrote and composed. And then there's me, and I'm Casey with Birth Cards. I'm at 719-289-4907, and we will see you all another day. Psychic's Gone Wild. We are on 7 days a week, 773-897-6461. And all righty, looks like it's kicking us off. So have a great day, and we will see you guys again.